Results from yesterday's parliamentary and state assembly elections in Pakistan show the party that supports President Pervez Musharraf won the largest block of votes, but not a majority, and anti-American Islamist parties made a surprisingly strong showing. The election is the first test of voter sentiment since Musharraf took power in a bloodless coup 3 years ago. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Islamabad. Any surprises so far?
Yes, Bob. There has been a surprise performance from an alliance of hardline Islamic religious parties. They seem to have captured a majority in the provincial parliaments of two of Pakistan's four states. They've also won a record number of seats in the National Assembly. This is balanced by a strong showing from more traditionally secular centrist parties, including the so-called King's Party, which is a newcomer that backs President Musharraf. But the performance of this Islamic alliance shows a historical shift in the political landscape here.
What do you know about this religious alliance?
Again, Bob, this is a half dozen very conservative Islamic groups. They have traditionally been the loudest and most anti-American voices in Pakistan, but they've also been weak politically. They've been viewed as a minority, unable to capture more than a handful of seats in the National Assembly. So they're already calling this a victory, a revolution, a radical change in public opinion. Their campaign platform was mostly anti-American, and one of their leaders already announced last night that the U.S. military presence here and Western culture in general would no longer be acceptable in Pakistan.
What impact is that likely to have?
Analysts here say this could have an impact on President Musharraf's alliance with the United States in the war on terror. These Islamic groups were pro-Taliban. They were violently opposed to the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan. But we don't know how truly united the six groups are in their alliance, how united they'll be in parliament. And the other question is about President Pervez Musharraf. He's a military dictator. He's promised to hand over power to civilian elected officials, but many accuse him of trying to create just an illusion of democracy, and they're saying that he has rigged what they're calling a future puppet parliament just to appease his international critics.
What about the conduct of the election in general?
Well, there were fears of terrorist attacks. Security was high, but Election Day was largely peaceful. There were some isolated incidents of violence. Some people were killed and injured. Unfortunately, this is par for the course in Pakistani politics. Human rights groups, opposition parties, are already criticizing. They were criticizing the government of pre-poll rigging, saying that Musharraf had used last-minute constitutional changes to ensure a victory for his supporters and to remove any power from the future parliament.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Islamabad.